Chapter 4, Reading, page 58, The Burger Business.
In 1954, an American businessman called Ray Kroc was selling milkshake machines. One restaurant in California bought not one, but 8 of these expensive machines. Kroc was surprised at this. He decided to go and visit this restaurant. He arrived before it opened and sat in his car and watched. It was not a traditional restaurant, but a small drive-in hamburger stand. A team of young white uniforms appeared and started work. Soon the car park was being brushed and the windows were being washed. When everything was neat and tidy, the hamburger stand was open for business. Immediately, customers started to arrive and they kept coming. The staff were cheerful. The food was excellent. Kroc was impressed. He looked up at the name over the business. It read, McDonald's Hamburgers. Kroc found out that two brothers called Mac and Dick McDonald owned the business. It had been started 6 years earlier in 1948. He suggested that they should set up more outlets, but the brothers were happy with their life and they themselves did not want to expand further. But they allowed Kroc to set up other branches of McDonald's for them. That was the start of the biggest fast food company in history. In 1955, Kroc opened his first McDonald's near Chicago, and many more followed swiftly. In 1959, the 100th McDonald's was open. In 1961, Kroc bought all rights to McDonald's, and the McDonald's brothers were paid $2.7 million. By 1972, a new McDonald's was being opened every day, and annual sales were over $1 billion. By 1974, there were over 3,000 restaurants. 1975, McDonald's was introduced into Hong Kong. At that time, critics thought it would be unsuccessful. Chinese people will never eat this Western food, they said. Hong Kong already had thousands of excellent restaurants. Now over 90 outlets have been opened in Hong Kong, and 7 of the top 10 McDonald's restaurants in the world are in Hong Kong. McDonald's is accepted as part of Hong Kong. Why has McDonald's been so successful? Back in 1956, the motto Q, S, C, and V was adopted by Ray Kroc for his new company. These letters stood for quality, service, cleanliness, and value. In all of these areas, McDonald's pays great attention to detail. For example, when McDonald's established its largest ever restaurant in Moscow in 1990, it was after many years of planning. To achieve the right quality, potatoes are imported into Russia, and the farmers are taught how to grow them properly, as well as how to harvest and pack them. To achieve good service, the employees are even taught how to look into their customers' eyes when they smile and say, "Thank you, please come again." It is said that McDonald's staff training program is one of the best in the world. For top staff, it includes visits to the firm's Hamburger University in Chicago. Now, McDonald's has over 27,000 outlets in 119 countries around the world. More than 100 hamburgers are being sold every second of the day. It has not yet opened a restaurant on the moon, but no doubt a plan is already being made for one.
Integrated skills. Page 62. B. Taking and using notes. Exercise B1. Listen and take notes using the outline to help you.
Sam's been reading a book called Made in Japan, which is the autobiography of a famous Japanese businessman, Akio Morita. He's the man who started the Sony company, isn't he, Sam?
Yes, that's right. He started in business back in 1946. He had a company selling rice cookers, but it wasn't successful. After that, producing tape recorders. It was very difficult for him at first, because Japan did not have a plastics industry then. So, the tapes for his first tape recorders were made out of paper.
When did Sony start to become successful?
Well, the company wasn't called Sony back in those days. It was called the Tokyo Telecommunication and Engineering Company. But when Morita visited London in 1953, he found that people couldn't remember such a long name. So he changed it to Sony, from the Latin word sonus, which means a sound. And it was around the mid-50s that the company really took off. As well as tape recorders, they were the first to produce small radios. You've got to remember that back in those days, radios were very big objects of furniture.
Yes, I'm afraid I'm old enough to remember those days. You could hardly lift a radio.
That's right. Well, Sony produced small radios, which people could carry around easily. And after that, they moved into television. In 1959, they produced the world's first portable black and white television. And of course, lots of other products followed. In more recent years, they've produced the Walkman.
And they made the Discman, didn't they? For CDs.
That's right. And lots of different video cameras and so on. And now they're a huge international company. They've bought several big American companies, including CBS Records and Columbia Pictures.
From the book, did you get any insights into the secrets of Akio Morita's success as a businessman?
Well, yes, a lot. Briefly, he points out in the book that business requires three different types of ability. You need new technological ideas to start with, but that alone is not enough. You need to be able to plan new products. And finally, you must be able to market them successfully.
So, that's Akio Morita's autobiography, Made in Japan. Now, on to music.
Speaking. Page 70. A. Pronouncing unknown words.
When you read a new word, think about how to pronounce it. If you do not have a dictionary with you, you can use your knowledge of English letters and sounds to help you guess how to pronounce the word. Exercise A1. PH. Photograph. Telephone. TION. Shun. Nation. Attention. SH. Sh. Wash. Shop. CH. 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 Teacher. WR. R. Wrong. Right. KN. N. Not. Knife. QU. Quick, quiet. GH. F. Rough, enough. GHT. T. Light, night. DGE. J. Judge. Badge. Exercise A2. 1. If a woman has 5 babies together, they are called quins. 2. The government has the power to increase taxation. 3. The Romans used carts called chariots, which were pulled by horses. 4. Do you know where your knuckles are? 5. The man climbed out onto a window ledge and threatened to jump. 6. I can't eat this meat because it is so tough. 7. The chemist poured the liquid carefully into a glass phial. 8. It was so cold that I started to shiver. 9. In the fight, one of the men fell down and broke his wrist. 10. Unless your seatbelt is tight, it is not safe.
More language input. Reading. Page 74. The rise of chain stores in China.
During the last few years, the number of chain stores has greatly increased in big cities in China. Nowadays, within a short walk along a busy street, you are likely to find a chain store of some kind. A fast food restaurant, a bakery, or a supermarket? In fact, chain stores have become part of people's daily lives. They may pop into a chain bakery to buy breakfast on their way to work, and they may visit a chain supermarket in the evening to pick up things for tomorrow or weekend use. Chain stores have become so popular that they are even put on some people's list of criteria when they are choosing a place to live. Why have chain stores grown so fast in number and influence? Meeting the customer's needs is the answer. Opened in convenient locations, the stores are usually next door to people's homes and close to the bus stops or underground stations. They offer a wide range of products with a clean, well-lit and relaxing atmosphere. Prices, too, are reasonable. It seems that chain stores are a welcome development in China. They are certainly a new force changing China's retail market.
Listening, page 75. Listen to some fascinating McDonald's McFacts. Supply the missing information.
1. McDonald's is the largest food service organization in the world, serving nearly 43 million people a day. It now operates more than 27,000 restaurants in 119 countries around the world. 2. McDonald's opened its first restaurant outside the U.S. in 1967 in Canada. 3. There is a new McDonald's opening every 5 hours somewhere in the world, or about 5 new McDonald's every single day. 4. McDonald's expects to open 1,500 to 2,000 restaurants annually over the next several years. 5. McDonald's prepares more than 2.5 million pounds of French fries every day to meet its customers' demand worldwide. 6. The sesame seeds used on Big Mac buns every year weigh 2,400 tons on average. 7. McDonald's cracks more than 3 million fresh eggs every morning to serve breakfast to its customers worldwide. 8. If lined up end to end, McDonald's more than 100 billion hamburgers served would go from Earth to the Moon and back more than 19 times.